Proclamation number 6387 of 29th of October, 1955. Transformation of the will in freedom. It is up to you humans to perfect yourselves. My will indeed reigns in heaven and on earth, and everything takes place in such a way that it is conducive for you to attain perfection. Yet my will never intervenes in your decision. You will never be determined by my will to think, to want or to act, for you must accomplish your perfection yourselves. And for this very reason it is questionable whether you will reach the aim of attaining perfection on earth, even though it is very possible for you to do so. And it is a great responsibility which weighs upon you, because the short earthly lifetime can destroy everything which an exceedingly long path of development had already achieved before. But on the other hand, you can enter blissful realms after leaving your body if you pass the last test of will. I myself cannot determine your will. I can only present to you everything that awaits you as a result of your way of life. I can only ever warn and admonish you. I can forcefully present the terrible fate of the banished as well as the blissful fate in the spiritual kingdom to you, but I must leave the free decision up to you. And I find little faith in you, although I repeatedly come before you in the word in order to awaken or strengthen the sense of responsibility in you. You don't believe that I speak to you, which is why you pay little attention to my word. And thus the short time of earthly life for you very often passes without any progress for your soul, and it only leaves the body very undeveloped or even deformed as it had taken it. And a time of grace has passed by unsuccessfully. It has not been evaluated, because this is to be brought about by the human being's free will itself. And yet, it could be easy for you if only you would believe. If you would listen to my word when I myself address you, you can think about everything I tell you and you would undoubtedly come to the right realization, because my word contains this strength and its effect is precisely a light-filled realization. It always has to be willingly listened to and lived out in order to be effective. This is why it is certainly possible for you to attain perfection. I do not demand anything impossible from you, but never ever influence you against your will. Only my word will sound ever more insistently, and where no effect can be achieved, I will let my voice become loud, and I will let the forces of nature speak for me just as insistently and warningly, and this voice will truly be heard by all people. But neither will I force you into a change of will. Whatever you do for your perfection has to be done voluntarily, otherwise it is without advantage for the soul. But for this reason I bless every person on earth who seeks to transfer my will to his fellow human beings, who represents the same as a human being to a human being what I say to him through my word, who is therefore redeemingly active and speaks on my behalf, who offers himself to me as a cover through which I can now speak. Serving as a mediator is truly a redeeming activity, because a person would rather let himself be taught by a fellow human being than believe my word, the origin of which he is not convinced of as long as he lacks faith. But I don't want to let a person go astray, and therefore I still allow many things to happen which can lead to a change of the human being's will. I truly rule in heaven and on earth, but I leave people their freedom, for they can only attain perfection if they profess me with conviction, if they listen to me and voluntarily do everything that is my will. If they keep my commandments which are proclaimed to them through my word. Amen.